is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Turning with it in his own zone. Unable to get to his McCullough. As Hemsky sends it in front of his pick. Scores! Bjarvi looks to the roof as he breaks his slump of 36 games and ties this game at one apiece.
Wow. And another goal was just scored. Ottawa scored. Hemsky made a McFly play. And then Eager just scored for the Oilers. So it's tied 2-2 now. And so we're pretty excited here. Now we're going to JP Nakoda from Pension Plan Puppets and various parts on the internet. JP, how are you, man?
Doing well. How about you, Al?
Good. Sundin ceremony tonight. That's got to be pretty cool.
Looking forward to it. I mean, fans were sort of slow to warm up to Sundin, but by the time he scored his 500th goal there against the Flames, I think everyone was just really on board. I mean, he's just a classy guy all around. Was with the organization forever, and I mean, really, what can you say? Yeah, it's going to be a great night. Going up against the Habs, hockey night in Canada, can't get a better stage.
Here's what I don't understand, and I'm not picking on the Leaf fans. We all knew Sundin was an absolute killer for like years and years and years and years, and I understand that they were slow to pick up. What more could Sundin have done during his time with Toronto to appease the fans? The guy killed every night.
Well, you know what? I think it was really more about the environment he came into, right? The Leafs just weren't that far removed from their big run in 93 with Gilmore and Clark. And then, of course, they traded Clark for Sundin. So, you know, I think that left a few fans sort of disgruntled that these, small-town Canadian boys that led their team to a pretty good playoff run for the first time in a long time. You know, they're a bit disgruntled that he was being replaced with, or Clark, that is being replaced with somebody that, you know, they didn't really know that much about.
And, okay, you know, that makes
sense. He is from Sweden, and that's a bit strange. And, it just took people a while to get used to the idea that he really was a great leader for the team.
Well, he was a pleasure to watch forever and ever, and he really did play well deep into his 30s. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure Toronto always does a splendid job saying goodbye to these guys, so I know it'll be well done tonight. Leafs are in a battle for the playoffs. I think they're looking pretty good. I've said this on occasion, and Leaf fans are quick to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, but the odds favor the Leafs in terms of games played and where they are for them actually to get into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a number of indicators that look good. Goal differential is one, suggests that they'll be one of the top eight come the end of the season. The fact that the Ottawa Senators, I think, are not finished slipping also bodes well, because I think Washington is coming on strong, and if someone's got to get the squeeze, my guess is the Sens.
What about the trade deadline? I look at the Leafs, and I watch them quite often because in Western Canada, you don't have a choice. They're on hockey night in Canada between 5 and 8 every Saturday, so you don't have a choice. But I watch them quite often, and they look to me to be really skilled. They're maybe not as strong down the middle as you'd like them to be, although Grabowski is ridiculous. Where do they need to add at the deadline, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I mean, the truth is they get out at a few positions. I mean, there are still a lot of questions in goaltending, though I think Burke and Wilson are sort of happy to see what comes of James Reimer and Jonas Gustafsson for the moment. So I don't think they're going to touch that. The defense is, you know, probably their area of strength. So if any significant roster player is coming out, expect it to come from the back end. Luke Shen's name has been bandied about quite a bit in connection with James Van Riemsdyk. That's been, you know, talked about a fair bit these days. There are a number of other young defenders, however, that are garnering interest around the league. Corbinian Holzer, he's on the cusp of making the NHL. For the fact that the Leafs already had seven or eight NHL caliber defenders, he'd probably already be playing. But also Cody Franson, big body, big shot from the point, good on the second unit. He's been garnering some interest as well. Up front, Burke has said he really wants to add some size. And, you know, that's one of the things that I would say I I think it might actually help the Leafs. They're not great when it comes to puck recovery. Lots of speed, not a lot of big bodies, not a lot of fight along the board kind of players.
JP, I got you on late, and I got to say goodbye, but I'm going to have you on again soon, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Alan.
All right, JP Nakoda from Pension Plan Puppets. We thank him for his time, and you can hear his voice. You know what? The goodbye to Matt Sundin is going to be great tonight, and what an outstanding hockey player. Man, he was good in a Toronto Maple Leafs uniform. My thanks to Jason Greger, Cam Charon, Kent Wilson, Jonathan Willis, JP Nakoda, and, of course, Connor Behind the Glass, who does all the magic that you hear here every Saturday afternoon. This is Nation Radio. See you next Saturday.